So David Johnson, who one of the best bright young running backs in the NFL, missed most of this season after he dislocated his wrist in week one. Now, presumably getting back to 100% healthy. David Johnson, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
How are you feeling, man? Are you back? Are you 100%? Are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Is this
the wrist is feeling great.
Was there any part of this was there a chance that if the Cardinals were in the playoffs that you could have been brought back from IR this season?
I don't know. It might have been, but you know, we unfortunately didn't make it to the playoffs, so who knows what would have happened.
David, it's to the point where despite the fact you were the best running back in the league in 2016, as soon as you go down in 2017, I think you know where this is going. All people talk about is how the number one pick in most fantasy drafts needs to be replaced and you need to replace it. Did you hear any of that chatter amongst fantasy folks? And if so, did it annoy the hell out of you?
You know, I did hear a lot of, fantasy owners changing their rosters and making, different changes. So I didn't really pay attention too much to it. So I can't say it annoyed me because I was so focused on trying to make sure my wrist was 100% and trying to be as much as I can, a player, and a coach to the team.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because here, Arian Foster, who never bites his tongue and is very open about what he feels, he used to have an issue with it that people cared so much about the fantasy side of it. But I feel like your generation has grown up with this being such a huge thing and such a huge part of it. Do you not even really hear that noise when it comes to the fantasy discussion?
Yeah, fantasy has blown up and it's becoming such a big part of the NFL to where you kind of get used to it. Especially as a player, it's kind of like, it's there now. You can't really fight it. You can't really do much about it. So really just do what you can. Either, you can go along with it or you can try to, be away from it. But I feel like it's part of football now.
So Bruce Arians has retired. Was this a surprise to you or was it something that you felt was coming?
I don't know. It wasn't really a surprise, but, I think he could have, if he wanted to, could have stayed and coached another year. But I definitely understand, his reasoning for, retiring as a coach, especially when hearing one of his stories about how his son is 40 now and how he missed a lot of his life, and it was very hard for him. And so I definitely understand where he's coming from.
Well, you guys did a really good job, too, of keeping it quiet. And I'm kind of surprised that anybody can pull this off in the NFL anymore. He wanted the team to stay quiet about it until he announced it himself. I just assume these days that there's going to be a leak somehow. Is there kind of a different relationship between Arians and you guys as teammates than perhaps it is in other NFL teams? Or is it true what we've heard about all that?
Oh, that's definitely true. We definitely respect him so much. He's such a great coach and he's such a good players coach to where if he wanted us not to say anything, we definitely wouldn't, and you wouldn't hear anything. There wouldn't be any leakage just because of how great we get along with him and how much, like I said, we respect him as a coach and as a person. Especially me, when I came into the league, he really was on me, making sure I was, doing as much as I can, getting better, improving as a player, and I definitely respect him for that.
Another thing about Bruce Arians, he's going to be making a lot more TV appearances. He said the other day that his biggest concern with being on TV so much is the fact that he cusses a lot and they would have to use the dump button. Can you confirm or deny Bruce Arians' potty mouth?
I confirm it 100%. He will not sugarcoat anything, and that's another reason why I love him. He will let you have it. He's not going to shorten anything. He's going to tell you exactly how he feels, exactly what he wants to say.
The thing about Arians that's interesting to me is that he and Mike Zimmer both didn't get opportunities as head coaches because people felt like they weren't head coach material. I still don't know what that means. Like, do you know what that means? Can you see why maybe an owner, like most owners, might not look at Arians and see head coach material?
I don't understand that at all because he was a great head coach. I mean, he broke the record at the Cardinals for most wins. And like I said, he's so well respected, not just amongst the players, but amongst the NFL. I mean, I feel like everyone loves him. Everyone loves to talk to him. Media loves him. You know, other coaches love talking to him. So I don't understand, you know, what people think about him not being a head coach.
This is what I'm pitching to you right now, David, is that you're going to talk to us about this rockin' protein that you use. You need to bring Bruce Arians into the fold and do like a a celebrity makeover with Bruce Arians, because you know how much protein helps for helping your appetite suppression. Taking the protein, like, oh, I'm starving. You drink some rockin' protein, and all of a sudden your appetite has gone away.
Oh, exactly. I definitely we should talk to him and see what his thoughts are. I just know he tried to go vegan, and he definitely did not like it. I know he worried about it, so I don't know if how big he would be about rockin' protein, but I love rockin' protein. It's a great drink. The best part about it is it's up to 30 grams of protein, and it doesn't have any chalky feel to it or taste to it like mostly every other protein drink. And like you said, it's on the go. I can get it, especially with me, always being on the go, I can get it and go.
See, I feel like the mixability part is key with Arians. I feel like Arians could mix it with his whiskey in the morning, and he'd be off. You're using it for your post-workout shake. Arians is mixing it with his whiskey to like give a hangover cure or something like that. They can't sell that. They can't claim that it's a hangover cure. I'm telling you that it can be. The other thing, too, I guess the mixability of it, how did you hook up with these guys with Rockin' Protein?
I was looking for a protein drink that I can drink on the go, and I was easily able to drink because, with that gritty stuff, man, I had it take me about 30 minutes to drink it because it just doesn't taste good. But with this one, it doesn't have a chalky taste, and it has great it tastes great, and it has up to 30 grams, and you can get it, at Sam's Club and stuff. So I felt like, it was a great fit for me and what I do.
David Johnson, running back for the Arizona Cardinals. David, thanks for coming on. We wish you all the best. And I hope you end up with another personality like Bruce Arians and not some mean old curmudgeon that's going to come in and make your life miserable.
Yeah, me too.
All right, David Johnson, thanks a lot, buddy.